ladies and gentlemen, and ground floor muralists all over the world. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Emo Brown the Podcast, the weekly, the interview series. What are we doing? We don't even know anymore. We have Methichin Mondays, we have the weekly, we have the interview series. This is the interview series, and today, probably for the 17th time in the last year, but only one episode has made it out. That's because there's controversy surrounding these two and everything they do. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the local, uber-talented, much-loved and appreciated artist, muralist, ground floor murals. Do you see how I did that? And I said it until the music stopped, dude.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
It's like you practice.
That, my friend, is where it all lies. Guys, welcome back. Hopefully this one makes the airwaves.
You recorded?
You're wearing glasses today. Yeah. Look at you.
I just want to see how beautiful you are.
Thank you, sir. Weird. Okay. Welcome back. Real talk. It's awesome to have you guys on here again. I'm very interested in listening to your story all over again. I want to hear all of the updates. There's a lot of updates. You guys stay busy. You guys stay culturally relevant. What does that mean? That means if something happens in real world environments, I feel like you guys are quick to the task, to answer the call, and get to muraling. Is that a verb? Muraling.
Sure.
Muraling.
No.
No? You're going to say no?
I'm going to say no.
Of course. Sina, how are you?
I'm great.
It's nice to see you again.
It's nice to see you too.
Tell us a little something about what you're all about these days.
I'm all about peace, love, joy.
There it is. No one believes you apparently now. You can't even believe yourself.
I mean it. I totally mean it.
Very nice. Paul, what's going on?
Everything, man. We're just having a good time. We're painting all the time.
Look at your voice, bro. How did you do that?
What did I do?
What happened to the pre-episode voice?
It came with the glasses, I think.
Where did that one
Wait,
go?
What, did it take off?
We just, it's good day. Good
just
day.
I was, you know, I'm talking
you
in the mic now.
You guys flip the switch real
yeah,
quick.
Yeah, we leave the switch on. I know I leave the switch on always.
Mine's off always.
Yeah, is it off always? Talk to us about being under the spotlight. Yeah. Talk to us about being ground floor murals in 2023. When did this show start for you guys?
We started 3 years ago, and it was awesome. Mm. It was cool. And then it was really sweet to see the support us, and we were doing good with murals and stuff. And then I don't want to take it there yet, but, like, right away, maybe I will.
Where don't you want to take it?
No, it went from, like, we love what you're doing to, like, oh, that kind of doesn't look like that guy.
Really?
Or a little bit. I don't know. Maybe I'm saying so much. Sina, what would you like to say?
Wait, I'm sorry. What question are we answering?
How's 23 for ground floor murals?
It's interesting because we used to paint every day in the past 2 years, I want to say.
Right.
We don't paint every day anymore.
No.
And it's interesting.
What do you attest that to? Why does that happen?
We're getting bigger jobs.
Oh.
So we're getting jobs that allow us to not have to do something every day, which is really helpful because there is not work every day. I mean, maybe more so than the previous years, but not so much anymore. I think the world's kind of over it.
No, I think we made it to the point where it was not work every day. Before, it was work every day to get to the point where there's not work every day.
Have you guys gotten comfortable with your talents and your work?
I would say we've gotten just more reassured and more responsible.
Confident.
And like I was alluding to earlier, it was like now there's more pressure on what we do paint. So if I do paint Mario Lopez, it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Before it was like, you know, oh, that's cool. Look how good it looks. Now it's like, why'd you paint him?
I feel that with you guys. I feel like now there's a certain
responsibility,
but you're also like you're vouching for the piece that you're creating.
Yeah.
It's almost like, oh, yo, we're gonna put up Mario Lopez.
Yeah.
Oh, that means Ground Floor Murals vouches for Mario Lopez.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. I feel like there is you've unlocked a new level of responsibility in the pieces that you put up.
Yeah.
It used to be more like, let's just go handle.
Right. And I love that. Like, same with the Peter one was just, let's go handle because we knew, okay, this would be overall good. But usually everything
like that
we do, we have to think about a couple times, you know, such as the chicken mural.
Let's rewind that. I mean, at the end of 2022, you guys did a little mural in downtown with the San Diego Chicken beating the Philadelphia, what was that guy? The Philly Fanatic. The Philly Fanatic. It was on the heels of the Padres decimating the Dodgers. in the World Wild Card Series. Yeah. And
yeah.
Then it was like to get people hyped up for the Philly series. And you thought it would be, you know, a good idea because you guys always do that.
We do. You know, yeah. And I grew up looking at, my dad would show me clips of the chicken just destroying other mascots.
Being a menace.
Exactly. And it was cool.
Doing
it was
what
funny.
Mascots
what
do.
Mascots do. But I think within the last few years, it hasn't been that. It's been the Friars shooting t-shirts in the crowd.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, with the chicken was like, F this mascot.
Whoa.
It's literally slapstick comedy. And
exactly.
We don't see that as much of it these days.
Why?
Don't.
Not even in your art? You don't? Yeah.
Well, we tried to do it in art. Nobody liked it.
Yeah. I liked it.
Did the feedback you guys get, does that play a big role in how you approach your art?
Kind of.
Now we have to.
Really?
We want to get hired.
Yeah.
Me too, bro.
It's a trip, man. It's
that bums me out.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
It's a fine line.
That bums me out.
It's a bummer.
We cross it when we need to. I feel like I had a weird, like, okay, let me do things that are going to cross that line a little bit. Mm-hmm. So that's what I was doing for a little bit. Like, the Mario Lopez was kind of on that line. I just wanted
to,
like,
damn well.
Yeah. But, like, Chula Vista Pride, man, that's where it came from.
Yes, sir.
You know, like, okay, San Diego, I love San Diego.
He gets a lot of flack.
He
gets
does.
A lot of pushback. All intents and purposes, seems like a good guy.
Dude.
He's out there doing his thing. He's representing.
Yeah, I think when you go to LA from San Diego, maybe it's people want you to remember, hey, San Diego's where you're from.
Yeah,
bro,
more so Chula Vista.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Especially Chula Vista. We're very proud people.
Hmm?
We're very proud.
Go ahead, girl. Look at you. Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because Mario Lopez, he wears that hat that he took off initially, took off a San Diego hat,
awkward.
and he put that LA hat on.
Whoa.
And I feel that's where the major divisiveness comes from San Diego and Mario Lopez. But if he comes back, everyone would love him.
Right.
You know, if he comes back and he makes an appearance, he goes to Tacos El Gordo, goes to the brewery, goes to Three Punkales.
Right.
Has a beer, like, you know,
love, yeah, I think
like I bet
like
you,
him.
Like,
yeah.
People would just be welcoming.
To his face, they will always be welcoming.
Yeah, that's true. That's
you know,
so
but
true.
At the same time, up until maybe 5 years ago, you had to go to LA, you know, to represent San Diego. And now it's switched where San Diego is like, San Diego.
We've become our own.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like, you know?
Actually, people were trying to really get us
in the beginning
to LA. They were like, there's no way anyone, it's going to be appreciated here. It's not going to go anywhere if you stay here.
You heard that.
They
we
told
were,
us.
Yeah, we were very pushed to go to
people.
LA. Growing up, I thought I was going to move to LA because I knew it was going to be in the arts, whatever I was to pursue. So I
growing
I was
up, you knew your career was going to be artistically driven.
Yeah, so I thought I was going to move to LA eventually. And look, I'm still here and I'm really, really proud of it.
Yeah,
really
right.
Happy about it.
It's
yeah.
So cool. The ground floor, dude.
Whoa, is that where it came from?
That's kind of where it came from, yeah.
That's
I mean,
it,
at least being around Chula Vista. You know, we mentioned a Padre mural. You see the one on, what was that, Jefferson? There was a Padre Friar. You've seen it on the way to J Street Marina.
Oh, yeah, for
yes.
sure.
That was
yeah.
the one you think about when you think about a mural in Chula Vista. In
love that one.
And then I said, you know, we're on the ground floor of this one. You know, we're on the ground floor of
and
this.
And that's how it started.
That's kind of how it
Take us back to yesteryear. Take us back to 3 years ago to when you actually started the project, the partnership, the creation of Ground Floor Murals. How did it start? Where did it start? What was the first mural you guys did?
I feel like, well, the first mural we did, I think I was throwing away my mattress.
Mm.
Wow.
And I had it in my backyard, and I was like, and I ordered spray paint after we'd been drawing for a few months, just like having a good time, trying to get through COVID. And then I drew a puma on this mattress, and I thought it was pretty good. And then I took it to the fence and I did a rooster. And I said, Sina, get involved because this is really fun. And I really feel passionate about it. And we're getting really good at drawing because we've been doing it every day. And then we did my mom's backyard, then my aunt's backyard. And then we just kept going until.
So you guys were like artistic partners when you first started. Like you guys, like it was a hobby or what was that all about?
Yeah, it was a hobby. I think that we both felt like we wanted to do something artistic for work. But, you know, where do you start? Where do you start with that? What do you do?
Apparently on a mattress.
Yeah, apparently.
Apparently that's how it starts. Puma on a mattress.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you have a job before you just went on? Because you guys are all in.
Yeah.
You guys
all
are muralists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are funded by the city with grants. Funded
sometimes.
Oh, no.
We'll get to that.
Or you just do private pieces or you've procured contracts.
Mm. Yeah.
You guys are very well known for working with the San Diego Padres, and I feel that it's no secret that that contract is kind of what catapulted you guys.
Yeah, right. It propelled us for sure.
Ooh, I like that word.
Propelled.
Yeah. Handle it. What was the first mural you did in relation to the Padres?
You know what? It was supposed to be Tatis, but then Musgrove was about to commit a no-hitter.
Commit?
You made it sound dire.
So we painted
Did you hear
him.
About Musgrove? No, what happened? He's committing a no-hitter. See, wait. Go ahead.
Seventh inning.
I didn't grow up with with that lingo. I don't know. But yeah, so we painted Musgrove at first.
Musgrove was the
minute.
First one.
But yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Mentioned, though, in the seventh inning, we got a phone call and said, hey, you guys watching the game? Like, this might happen.
We were like, oh, no.
Who called you?
Well, the people that represent the Padres.
Oh, who's that person? Is there one person? Not you don't have to name names.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's one person that reached out and said, hey.
Cool dude.
Marketing. Fan engagement.
Fan engagement department.
Cool. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
And they reached out to you guys and said, hey, how would you guys, or was that already?
No, we were already ready to do Tatis.
You were flirting already.
No,
you guys
no,
were in
we
conversations.
Were
oh, okay.
To do Tatis.
Yeah.
And then that happened. Then we just re-pivoted everything we were doing. So it was like it had to happen. That took over because we were gonna. Tatis would have.
<see that? laughs>
Yeah. Would have happened like a month before it happened, but then it just switched from that to that.
Wildfire as soon as that happened. As Musgrove went up at what school was
Grossmont
that?
High
Grossmont
School.
High School. It went bananas.
Mm-hmm.
It did.
I feel like that really catapulted, propelled even. To the
yes.
next level. But that
yes.
wasn't the first Padre mural you guys made.
No.
The first Padre mural you guys made was?
Tony Gwynn.
Where?
And we did that on our own. It's at the House of Boxing. No. Nope. Ooh. It's at Undisputed Gym. I'm so sorry.
House of Boxing located on Rio Drive, incidentally, is where Barry and my crew go every Monday and Thursday.
That's the spot.
Go ahead
and we
grab
love,
it.
Honestly, we love House of Boxing. That's
I know
my
you
favorite
do.
Mural.
That's what she thought of it.
I'm so sorry. It was at the Undisputed Gym on University by Marlboro.
Mm-hmm.
City
that
Heights.
Was Tony
City
Gwynn.
Heights.
Yeah, that was yeah. Tony Gwynn.
Permission needed to go and create your murals? Is it looked down upon? Do the property owners get upset? Are you well now? No, you're bringing attention
right.
to that location, and people go and visit and probably spend money at their location.
Yeah.
But in the onset, when you did that Tony Gwynn mural in City Heights, was there any pushback?
Everyone loved. You know what? That everyone's different, but actually, they were very excited about it.
Right, and we'd never done anything that large before. Like
yeah.
before, I had like a 4-foot tall fence, and that was the biggest.
Intimidating. Time.
Well, it was intimidating, but
yes.
but like it was like it had to happen. Like you know, like it was our first portrait too. I don't know if we ever talked about that, but I've never even drawn a portrait, like an actual portrait before.
Damn, that's fucking crazy, fool.
But like, it's the pressure that like really made sure that we did good. Because like, if it was gonna be shitty, it was gonna be shitty all over the.
There's
world.
There's no redo,
right?
Do you
right.
paint over it and start all over again,
or something, or like redo?
I
you
knew
know.
We would. Honestly, I don't think neither of us was like. Classically trained to do art. Neither of us really knew exactly what we were doing, but we both knew we have a pretty good eye and we weren't
right.
gonna leave it looking like shit.
That's the cool part is that like when I'm painting she'll be watching, and if she's painting I'll be watching, so it's like four eyes really make sure that we're doing
keeping a close look at everything.
And it's really helpful to have someone to ask, hey, is this okay, like do I leave it alone, and for someone to say
no one's gonna say
yes.
no.
Yeah, he'll say no.
Yeah. Well, Cena, she's a hyper-focused type of person, so she'll go and go and go and go. It's like, no, you're solid.
Just leave it, yeah.
Just
well,
leave
same
it.
same with you, too.
Yeah.
I will tell you, if you need to just leave it, just leave it. And
right.
that's really helpful to have someone to tell you to snap out of it. Because I can spend a month on one detail of a project
right.
when that's unnecessary.
Right, we got to move on.
Tony Gwynn led to Musgrove. Musgrove led to...
Tatis.
Machado. Yu Darvish, Trevor Hoffman,
yeah,
and who else? Am I missing somebody?
I want to say we did another one in between, but I think that was it. We did the Alfaro behind.
Yeah, you did the Alfaro.
There were some that were not
sanctioned.
That
was a run.
I regret painting over Alfaro.
Me too.
Why?
I regret it too, because that was such a cute mural.
It was such a good mural.
And we love Alfaro.
We love Alfaro.
Located on the back of Three Punk Ales in Chula Vista.
Mm-hmm.
Come by, take a picture.
Yep.
Yeah. But I mean, you got a lot of pushback. I actually created a little reel about it.
Yeah.
I created a reel and I used the text thread that we had going on back and forth.
That
and I got
cool.
a lot of feedback on that. And they were basically saying like, because we went in there, do you think we'll get any pushback? And I said,
yeah.
we'd be doing it wrong if we
right,
did it.
Right.
And just people really, really appreciated the back and forth.
Right.
And I said, don't be scared, homie. Just come and get it done.
Mm-hmm. Let's just do it.
And you got it done, and it looked amazing. Mm-hmm. And there was pushback.
There was.
There will always be.
Every time.
If you're doing something, there will be.
Every time. Now we know. It's like, okay, before it went, oh, look how pretty that is. Now it's like,
yes.
Why?
Yeah.
Like, how come?
Why?
Is that
and
the
it's
most pushback
enough?
You've gotten from any Padre mural you've done?
No.
No.
Not the chicken and the Philly Fanatic, but I mean an actual player or something.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah?
That's probably the most pushback.
Nah, dude, we got a lot of pushback for painting Tatis.
Oh, they're going to say Darvish. Darvish, we got some, too.
Yeah, we got pushback.
What happened with Darvish? Why?
Why are you painting him in the Koreatown? He's Japanese. Oh. It's like, bro. Like,
well, one restaurant over there is Japanese, one is Korean, and I think that it's... I guess for it's pretty sensitive.
It is.
And they got upset. People in the community got upset.
Did
you think of taking it down at any point?
Oh, of course not.
And why not Handsome Kim?
That's the thing. Why can't we paint him too? We just need the funds, honestly.
We need the funds.
But I would love to paint him too.
Most ideas that everybody says, oh, you guys should. It's like, yeah, we've thought about it, but like, okay, who's going to pay us?
What is the cost to do one of these projects for you?
Well, it's not a little bit.
Well,
is it a lot of
supplies alone?
It's kind of a lot.
Or at least $1,500.
Okay.
Supplies alone.
We try our best to do things to like donate our time, energy,
and we do. We do.
And, yeah, we really try our best.
Yeah.
Because honestly, I'd rather do that.
This is what I've learned: the more you do, the more you grow, the more attention is paid to you.
The more is expected from you.
Yeah, exactly.
The more people feel compelled to critique.
Right.
Yeah.
To share their insights.
Right.
Their point of view. Yeah. Their thoughts. Their ideas on what it is you're doing.
And there's nothing bad.
There's nothing bad with that. That is a testament to the growth of you guys.
Right.
You know, if you guys are just, you know, on a Peloton, biking nowhere.
Well.
You know, you're just kind of in place, just pedaling nowhere. There would be no attention being garnered.
That's true.
There would be nobody, you know, brazen enough to shit on what you guys are doing, to compliment on what you guys are doing. It would just be like, you know, stagnant.
Yeah.
So congratulations on reaching that level.
Thanks.
Because that's, let's be real. That
point.
Is definitely accomplishment because if they ain't shitting on you, you're not there yet. Okay, I like that. If they're not shitting, they're not doing shit.
It's true.
Make sure you clip that there, Barry. Barry Javera.
Yo.
Get a little picture of you. I want people to realize that you're working it today.
You know,
ladies
what?
And gentlemen, Barry.
I do not like this camera. Like a big ass head.
Can we get something? I know you do the clips sometimes. I don't know if it can be done, but today I woke up to this like viral clip of these two. Should we talk about it? The cucumber thing.
Oh God.
I thought it was so funny.
It's pretty funny.
That was a married couple look she gave me. I see that. I see that at home. So I recognize that. Can we show? Oh God!
There was two bros in like a bar, and they were sharing a cucumber, and they met in the middle. And one of the dudes has a ground floor mural shirt on.
I don't know how did they get it that. How did they just really get there?
You gotta
their
hit
mouth.
Him up. Ask him. I don't know.
That's crazy. Where was it located?
I don't know, but I just saw it this morning. It was funny.
Well, that is
the level of pop culture that you've reached.
But it's like, dude, it was wonderful to see.
How does it feel? How does it feel to be on that
precious.
Level now? Yeah?
Yeah.
Is there some sort of imposter syndrome?
Yeah.
Do you feel that you deserve to be here? Do you feel that you've worked and now here's where you are? It's real. It's become us.
So I don't feel imposter syndrome, but I do feel like an added responsibility that I wasn't really asking for, but I am open to. So it's like I know... What we have to do or what we are doing means something to some people and I own it, so I don't feel imposter, but they've given me a job that I didn't necessarily know I had, and now I'm just embracing it.
Very nice, bro.
I guess that's a good way to put it.
You know, because I mean, it's like this is what we do. This is what we're meant for.
What you do, man.
Yeah.
This is what you guys do. Like this is your career. This is your calling.
It's the only thing that's ever called to me that hard, truly.
Sina, what's your favorite mural that you guys have done?
You know that my mind always goes back to the one at House of Boxing.
Mm. House of Boxing.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's so sick.
It's such a good one.
It's so sick. And that one taught me a lot. We were, when we paid, so first of all, first Filipino representation we've ever done.
Shut up.
So I really, really appreciate
that. Why the Filipino
that.
Hate? Why did it take so long?
Because, you know,
there's no Filipino hate. We love Filipinos.
There you go.
I think I'll take responsibility and say that I grew up more surrounded by
Mexicans.
Chicano culture. Yeah. Right. Honestly, I'm not super in touch with my own culture. But I'm trying so hard to be.
Epic.
Yeah, that was dope.
To have Manny Pacquiao be the first iteration of a Filipino icon in San Diego as a mural from you guys.
And he shouted us out, dude.
Yeah, it was funny.
That shit was cool.
That was awesome.
What did he call you?
What?
Signe?
I don't remember, but yeah.
You don't remember what Manny Pacquiao called you?
Sorry.
Canelo
called you Pablo.
Called me Pablo.
Look at that.
That was cool.
At least he's calling you.
Yeah, man.
Exactly.
You know what? I had an opportunity to sit down with Canelo one time. It was an exclusive one-on-one interview. Well, it was in passing. But I asked him a question.
I saw what you're talking about.
We were at the House of Boxing, and they were doing a press release for his upcoming fight. And he was walking by, and I'm just annoying him, fucking like, "Hey, Canelo, compa!" And he just kind of, I saw him looking at me and like kind of laughing. And then my question was, when are you opening
the taco shop
in Chula Vista? But in Spanish, because I don't know. But now I know that motherfucker loves English, bro. Fuck you, huh? So now I know he speaks English. I know, I'll fuck you up, man. So I was like, okay, cool, but I'm going to ask him in Spanish. Canelo, ¿cuándo van a abrir la taquería en Chula Vista? And he said May. We are in November.
2024?
I don't know. We are in November.
Where's it at?
It's down the street from the Elwood. Wow. So the Elwood, we're on Broadway and J, located 725 Broadway Avenue.
Nice.
All your passions for spirits, the 3-star dive bar of choice.
Nice.
One block from there.
South.
One block north.
North.
One block. Same side of the street, one block north. They've put wood edgings on the walls. They're working. They're doing things. But, yeah, they're nowhere near ready to open up shop. So I asked them, and he answered. You know, so you and I share that.
Yeah, we do. We'll go first.
What is your favorite mural that you have done?
Oh, well, I mean, I have to say Tony Gwynn because that's the one that got us started. Mm. But I really like the Jaguar on the Freeway.
Okay.
I love that one just because it just means pride for being Mexican. It just means like every day you drive by that you have to just acknowledge, you know, the presence in San Diego. And that's where I came from.
You can't ignore that one.
You can't. And that one just like proud. You know, it's not snarling. It's not like showing off. It's just like look.
Just a sweet little guy.
You know, that's just like the
it's
message.
A submissive Jaguar.
No. I wouldn't say submissive. It's more like, look at my teeth. Like, look what I could do. You know, and that's like kind of like the essence that I wanted to give with that mural.
I once heard a European refer to Jaguar as Jaguar. Is that how do you say it?
I say Jaguar.
How do you say it, Tina?
Jaguar.
Ooh, get it, girl.
I like that.
What did I do?
I know you guys are huge and killing it when my children ask about you.
Wow.
Yeah, my kids are like, "Daddy, what's up, man? Your friends know Mr. Beast?" And I was like, "What do you mean?" And then, because I have no fucking idea who Mr. Beast is. Yeah, your friends know Mr. Beast? Mama said that he drew The Rock.
Yeah.
And I was like, "What?" And then I look, I was like, "Oh, yeah. Paul Tina, Grant Ramirez." Who is Mr. Beast?
Bro, he's like the biggest.
You have children, you should know this.
I know who. I know the name because they are always Daddy, Mr. Beast always gives away so much money.
Yep.
Daddy, Mr. Beast is this. So I looked at him, I was like, oh man, this guy is like a philanthropist.
Yeah.
He is an influencer.
Yeah.
He is a content creator.
Biggest YouTuber in the world.
He's built like 100 wells in Africa right now.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And can I say something?
No.
I hate
you can say whatever
hate.
You want.
Thanks.
Just not now.
Oh.
No. Yes, you can.
No, Sina. Yes, you can, of course. Fucking Paul.
It was really upsetting how much hate that got. When the news broke out, I was really upset to see how many people were like, "Oh, white privilege because he's doing that." Okay, like, yeah, for sure. It's
the building
content.
The wells.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. For sure he's making content of it. For sure it's promoting him. But he's doing it. I mean, when
nobody
you have
else
that,
is doing it.
When you have all that money and that's what you're going to do with it, come on, he could be doing so much.
Damned
so
if you
things.
Do, damned if you don't. We live in a society where people's first instinct is going to be hate.
Yeah, I'm glad he has the opportunity and just the option to do that.
Right.
I'm really happy for him.
Imagine if more people
touches.
In his position did things like that.
Yeah,
you
know?
Did you hear about the Amazon healthcare thing?
I did not. Go ahead and enlighten us, Pablo.
I just saw it real, but I don't know. I don't really know about it. But they're saying that Amazon's introducing a healthcare plan.
Mm.
That's like $8 a month.
Go ahead.
And an additional $5 for medication. And I'm not supporting it or anything. I just heard about it.
Take a stand, fool. What's wrong with you?
Well, I don't know about it yet. I just saw one little reel that said Amazon's...
You're so hesitant when you do things. When we talk, you're like, oh, wait, no.
No, okay. hesitant.
It's true.
Hesitant when I do things like this.
Actually, you're not. When we talk, we speak very freely.
Yeah.
We
are
friends. At this point in our relationship, we are friends.
I would say so.
We are definitely friends. I bust your balls. You bust my balls.
We say I love you.
We do say I love you. Yeah. We love each other. We definitely share...
spit.
Oh.
We haven't done that yet. We haven't done that yet.
Imagine.
We definitely share words of encouragement.
Yes.
And I feel like we kind of give each other advice.
Right, in a weird way.
Yeah.
And whenever I'm stressed, the first thing I want to do is like, what would you think?
Yeah.
That's like, actually truly. Funny. We do talk about it. We should talk to Shamps.
Yeah. No, truly.
You call me Shamps? Why would you do that?
Because you introduced yourself as Shamps in the beginning.
What the fuck did I do that, dude?
Honestly, you had business cards. Yeah.
My business cards do say Shamps.
Yeah, you
Shamps
were first.
LLC. Shamp.
Wow.
No, I am very, and it feels weird because I am no one to tell you that I'm very proud of what you've created. And how you both are fucking flourishing.
That's not even true. You're not no one. That's the thing. Like that's
you're like the garden of
you're someone.
Of Chula Vista.
I'm someone.
You grow. Sure. You grow with Emo Brown.
I just feel like I wanna. I love when people from our community are out there putting shine on our city.
Hell yeah.
I agree. That's why we
love
you too.
And you guys are there, dude. You guys are like putting shine on the city, bringing other artists up.
We're trying.
Bringing
yeah,
your
we
fucking,
do try to do that.
Yeah.
We try.
DJ Wet Carrot. Like, you guys put your homies on platforms,
dude.
On pedestals.
We
you guys
try.
Push these guys forward. You guys,
well, because
you guys
they're talented.
Are them. Yes. And that's what Emo Brown is.
Yeah.
Emo Brown from the get was always an opportunity to put local talent here in the community on a platform, pedestals. Give them a soapbox from which to yell across the county. Say, hey, this is what we do. We're from Chula Vista, and you know, you should check us out. You know,
we're fucking up the rent shit, dude.
Are we?
Yeah, we're making everyone want to come here.
It's gonna happen with or without us.
Dude, there is a house that, and we talked about this last week. There's a house that's like 3 blocks from where I live, from our house. It just went on the market a couple weeks ago for $2.5 million.
Is that the haunted house?
Yeah, the big Victorian house on Hilltop.
$2.5 million. Oh, nice.
Yeah. I live in a community where there is a house for sale for $2.5 million.
That
is ridiculous.
Yeah, that is ridiculous.
That is fucking ridiculous, man.
Yeah, well,
who's gonna buy that house?
Somebody.
They're not from Chula Vista.
Bro. No, exactly.
They're not from Chula Vista.
Yeah. They don't
you know
want
what
people.
I mean?
Oh, I'm not
say it.
You should say it, bro. You should
I'm
say it.
I'm not going
take
there,
a
but
sense.
I'm just saying.
You should.
I'm just saying, like, yeah, we have a fucking awesome city. And so obviously we can sell our shit for a lot, you know. But at the same time, let's take care of our people while you know here. That's why we fucking paint and we match your budget. You know, we try our best to do that. But it's like that's why, because like you're already here, you're from here. Let's fucking work together before before we can't afford to live here anymore.
Every Monday through Friday at 3 Punk Gales from 12 to 5 p.m. Come through for $5 pints. That is our way of giving back to our local contingent.
Doing good.
And it's all about that shit. It's all about
that
shit.
It has to be, dude. It has to be, because then you love your city so much, and then all of a sudden it's gone because you love it so much.
You loved it so much that you gave it all away.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Cities that it's happened to here locally. I mean, I feel like North Park. To an extent, kind of went through that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Barrio Logan was kind of struggling and going through that. They fought back and said no. So, I mean, you know, it is a constant struggle.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Chula Vista is beautiful.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Chula Vista is the second largest city in the county of San Diego.
Chula Vista is the best.
I feel
it's
like,
best,
okay.
It's
I don't want to say that because it feels like
we're bringing them.
Yeah, you know what?
Chula Vista sucks. Do not.
Cheers to Chula Vista.
We hate Chula Vista.
We hate
all the way.
Don't come to Chula Vista.
Yeah, don't come to Chula Vista.
Don't come to Chula.
Worst place ever.
You will die in Chula.
Where's your whiskey? Where's your whiskey?
It's in my belly.
You need more? Hold on. Hold on. Hold. Put that shot on ice real quick.
Please.
Here you go, sir.
This is cool.
Thanks. Keep it.
Are you serious? I will keep it and use it.
Hell yeah.
Do we give BJ a pin?
No.
Would you like a pin?
Hell
thank
yeah.
you.
Can I throw it over?
Fuck it, why not? This is
thank
angel
you
shit.
So much.
Boom. All right, hey.
I like the camera to know I caught that shit.
All right. We're out of Feederman, so this episode today is brought to you by Maker's Mark. Let's take a shot for Chula Vista. We do love Chula Vista. We love Chula Vista. You don't have to take a shot. You can sip it.
We love Chula
Vista. Some of us even have it branded on our bodies. Have you guys?
We're about to.
We should all, honestly.
It's
going
to happen. It's going to happen.
When?
Soon.
And who's doing it?
Connell Creates.
Who?
Connell Creates.
He's going to do it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't know who that is. You're going to tell me all about him. Cheers, everybody. Drink it. Brought to you by Maker's Mark. All right. Thank you.
Wow.
Ah. Our love for Chula Vista is endless. It's a bottomless pit. It's a bottomless Sunday of mimosas and brunch. Mm. We are there. Barry, you need a Chula Vista tattoo.
I do.
We Go all ahead. Do. We fucking all do.
Okay, I have one.
Well,
get a
then,
second
then
one.
That we all do. You have one.
I would get a Chula Vista tramp stamp. That's how down for my hood I am.
Hell yeah.
Damn. What about really face cute. The face hat?
No, I'm not there yet. Okay. I'm not there yet. The day that I get rid of the brewery, the day that the brewery sells,
oh, okay.
And the day that the day I get rid of everything.
I love that.
You know, and then I don't have to work at UPS or anything anymore, I'm getting two tattoos.
That's sick.
I'm getting an anarchy tattoo on my neck
Shit.
Right nice. Here, and then I'm going to get an emo brown teardrop.
Wow. Boom.
The skull one?
Because I killed it, dog.
Which yeah. Mm.
The skull yeah. character?
We just had Splurjo on the podcast, and he's officially the only one that can give out emo brown tattoos.
Oh. Nice.
The creator of that. I'm opening the books.
Okay.
I'm opening
Dude,
the books
his
to tattoos.
Style is, that's going to be so
You know he did
sick.
My back, right?
Ooh, he got your back.
My whole back.
He did my legend. Whole arm, pretty much.
Yeah. Dude, Splurjo's a legend.
Yeah, sure. We're legend. Opening the books to tattoos for emo brown.
Nice.
You know, so I'm going to throw that out there whenever you're ready.
Yeah, I would hella get one.
He did a really cool thing. I opened up an alley next to my house.
You opened up an alley next
like
to your
house? Like for painting.
How do you, what the fuck? How'd you get
for,
an alley?
For painting. Because we asked all the neighbors and said, okay, can we paint this alley?
Okay.
And Splurgio came with Ligma airbrush. And Splurgio did an amazing job.
Another
and he did this
legend.
little, I see him as a Mexican kid with a Jaguar outfit on.
Oof.
And he's
I
like
that.
He's like dancing to radio. And
it's
I think,
gorgeous.
And I want it tattooed. So I'm going to hit him up soon once
yeah,
we have more.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Once we get our
Do you have a lot of ink on you?
Yeah, but not public. Like, you know, I'm like,
just for the special people in your
Show us.
Just for the people you share spit with, according to Cena.
Well. You haven't seen my ink.
I haven't seen it. Yeah, so apparently we're not there yet.
We haven't shared. Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there.
Let me tell you what I love about you guys. This list is long. The list is long, but one of the things that really solidified, I feel like, our relationship is you guys creating all of these murals about the Padres in San Diego and my family and myself visiting each and every one of them.
Right. That makes me want to cry.
Dude, we did Saturday. We did a Saturday afternoon, and wifey and I told the boys, like, hey, do you guys want to go on an adventure?
Wow.
And they were like, no.
No, Dad, let me play my Switch.
I want to watch Mr. Beast on TV, bro. Like, oh, what the fuck? But I was like, no, I can have a good time. And they're like, okay. So we went and visited each every mural that
Be
you
honest,
guys did.
What did they think?
They thought it was awesome, and I have the
really?
Picture, and I have the pictures to prove it.
That's so
we
sweet.
We visited Musgrove first, then we went up north to Pinche Tatis. U Darvish was not complete at the moment.
Oh.
Trevor Hoffman was not complete
was
at the moment.
Was it works?
I don't know. You guys were very secretive about it, you know?
We had to be.
Contractually obliged. But we went and we did, you know, Musgrove, Tatis, and then we did, who else was there? Fucking Machado.
Machado, yeah.
And, Tony Gwynn. So then we did those, and then we went to Pinche, get some ice cream. It was a great time. So thank
That's
you guys
sweet.
For that. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
Lighthouse?
Yes.
I used to work there.
Thank you guys for giving us the opportunity for me and my family and countless families. We're not the only ones.
Bro.
I know a lot of people that did that because we posted it, I was like, we did that shit, or, that looks sick. I want to do that shit.
That's the
Thank
whole
you.
Point, dude. Like, literally, that's, like, what makes... Like, that's why we go to schools all the time.
Dude, I didn't expect that. I didn't think people were going to tour our murals. And when I hear about that, it's hard for me to attach myself to that.
It's not
why?
About us. It's not us.
Yeah.
At least from my perspective.
Pablo, hold on. Pablo, hold on. Hold on, Pablo.
Hold on. Say your thing.
Young lady, you were saying?
It's hard for me to take credit.
Why?
There's a lot of reasons.
Okay, the most poignant reason.
I think it's just so hard to picture myself.
You're killing it. You did this.
And maybe that's the hard part.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I just
don't get
you
it.
You know, it's crazy because I see murals that other people do, especially women, especially little Asian girls. When
little
I see
Asian girls.
Yeah, when I see them doing these crazy murals, I'm like, like my brain is exploding
dude,
into a
You realize
pieces.
That these artists, these muralists, they look to you guys. They look to you, Cena, because they look to you.
You.
One
Anytime
time,
we put anything out with you on there,
it's huge.
It's like, she is fucking awesome.
That's so crazy.
She is inspirational.
You know, I don't know why I can't believe it. I don't know why it doesn't hit.
Because you're humble.
Cena,
no, I think my brain like pushes it away.
Because you can't accept it. But at the same time, the kids that see you see themselves. Not that they don't.
Because I look like
No,
them.
I'm just saying. But that is a thing. That is a thing. Like, oh my God, this We're talking to them like regular people, right? And like these guys, or they can fucking make money doing what they would love. Cool.
It's true.
You know, so like you are a huge reason why Ground Floor Murals works.
Mm.
You know, no, I'm saying like serious. No,
are you thinking of leaving? It almost sounds like he's trying to convince you to stay. Everything's good. Okay.
No, everything's great. No, Sina is a huge part of our
you are the floor to the ground floor.
You are. Well, you truly are. No, but at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, both of them are foundations.
Like soil.
It's true.
Soil.
I want to be the substrate.
Inside joke.
Most controversial muralist that you've done, or mural that you guys have created.
Oh, I mean, the chicken.
The chicken.
That's it, really?
Yeah.
That's it.
It's boring. It's boring.
Chicken, yeah. Mario Lopez.
The goose should have been kind of good. If they didn't win, it would have been.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what else?
If they didn't win.
If Musgrove did not actually make that no-hitter, could we started painting it? Oh, no, it was.
No, it was a little bit after.
Thank God Musgrove committed that no-hitter.
So glad he committed.
Hey, wait, by the way.
If he didn't, we would be done. We would not have a career.
No,
really?
At the same time, though, Musgrove's gym, super cool. Joe Musgrove, so cool.
Yeah.
He let us do whatever the fuck we wanted to. He got a Jaguar.
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 There you go.
Thank you. Nobody. We
you're
did
such
it.
A fucking artist, fool. Look at what are you thinking? You looked at yourself and you did. Thank you. Thank you.
The Jaguar and a fucking.
Some.
Bird of paradise. I was just waiting for you to say what you did. That's all.
Algunos plantitas. It was so cute. That was so cute.
It was really cool.
Yeah. I have an idea.
They were so dope.
He said, do your thing. He didn't care.
So I'm about to do my thing. Yeah. I have an idea. I want you guys to narrate a bus tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let me fucking finish. You guys are just saying. To HK in Tijuana.
No, you said you're down.
Let's go to Ensenada and taste some wine.
Go ahead. But first, we're going to do this. Look,
wine tour.
I want you guys to lead a bus tour. A party bus.
Yeah.
And you guys are going to be the ones who, you know, tell us a little about the stops. And I feel that each stop should be each of the murals for the Padres that you have done.
Yes.
You know?
There's some on the way.
There's more Padre murals on the way?
No, well, yeah. But, like, there's some other ones on the way to the Padre murals.
Okay. We'll set it up. We'll rent a party bus. We'll get Jeff Lozano and Ballast Point to fund this trip. We'll make sure that we tap into that. We'll give beer. 3Punk will give beer. Ballast Point will give beer. At Cesar Torres Industries, he will also give beer. Everybody's giving beer. And we're going to have a tour of 40 to 50 people in a bus. Yeah. And we're going to stop at each one of the Padre murals. And you guys are going to narrate and talk about what went into creating that piece.
We've been wanting to do this for a minute.
Have you?
Yeah.
We have. My mom.
Your mom came. I came up with this right now.
Oh, yeah. You came up with this.
Well, she came up with a different idea that was to have people in her minivan. She would drive them around and show them a tour of our murals.
Okay. Oh,
but
that's VIP.
But a bus.
That's different. That's more.
Could this fund our next art show?
Ooh, could it? What would the cost on something like this be?
We know people don't like $100.
Party bus.
A party bus. How much?
I don't know what it costs. We'll
figure this out.
Gas prices these days, I don't know.
We don't know how much it will cost, but it's going to be at all the Padre murals and some other little things on the way.
You know what? Actually, can we host an underground in your facility?
Yes, an underground in my facility. What do you want to do here?
Can we put
art show
on
the
wall?
Paintings.
Oh,
we haven't done one in over a year.
This location is built for art shows.
Okay.
Oh,
We have hosted art shows. We have hosted Dickey Islands. We have hosted El Compa Chicle. We have hosted Selena and her friends here.
Right.
We do a lot of that here.
How come I don't hear about them until it's too late? What's my problem?
Okay, algorithm boost.
Yeah. Why don't I get
like
them
his
on my
shit,
algorithm?
Dude?
Yeah.
Do you not like my shit?
I do like it.
Sometimes I don't even watch the video because I am in a place where I can't hear the audio, and I will like it because I want to support you.
Oh, so without even knowing.
Blind likes.
Blindly
because
liking you, dude.
Sometimes I can't listen.
That's big.
Sometimes I'm in a place
blind
where I can't.
You could have said some racist
you
shit.
You say something
remember that,
cool.
Some
nasty stuff.
Retract that before I say something I don't mean, Paul.
You could have said some you could have said some weird shit, and she liked it anyways.
Well, exactly. I'm going to say some weird shit right now, Paul. Hold on tight. Brace yourself. Oh, shit. He said, let's go.
Let's go. Wow. Let's go.
Don't tell him he won't.
No, no.
Won't.
I think this is a great idea. I think we can really create something fun.
It'd be super sick.
Yeah, I want to make it strictly for the social club members. Maybe we do the social club members, get first crack at something like
first
this.
Crack.
We look and see how much the cost is, what's included. Obviously, you guys are a huge component. You guys want to, going to have to be a part of it.
Of
you're going to have to
be,
you know,
we'll
like,
be the front of the bus.
Yeah, I'll be like, hey guys, everybody, wah wah, woo woo, whatever it takes. We don't,
responsibly.
We can do all of those things. But how exciting.
That'd be super
a party
sick.
Bus has a pole in it, right?
No.
Wrong party bus.
Not this one.
We can.
But you want a pole, Cena?
It just sounds fun.
Okay. Cena's
just
had
show
a
off
little...
your upper body strength.
Cena has had too much Maker's Mark, apparently.
No.
It was half a shot,
not
but here
Cena,
we are.
Not for Cena, but for the contributors.
For the contributors.
We want to see what they will contribute.
I would love to see.
Not long ago, you guys did another mural.
Yes, we did.
For a for a character, for a person, for an icon that I was unaware was from San Diego.
Wait.
I had no idea that RuPaul was from San Diego.
Yeah, totally.
That one blew my mind. My wife was like, yeah, he's from San Diego.
That's
like,
a huge one.
That is an amazing mural.
He and she is huge to the world. Like,
in all
like,
communities.
To the
literally,
the world.
To the world.
In all demographics.
And San Diego has not yet...
Embraced
or represented him?
Yeah. Why?
And I don't know. I
think that honestly, RuPaul needs another mural because where's the love?
Yo, shout out to CeCe for having that idea.
Yes, exactly.
Truly.
Shout out to CeCe.
The Manhattan, but more importantly, the Elwood.
Very good.
Reached out to you guys and said, hey, can you create a mural of RuPaul? Or how did that go? How did the conversation go?
Well, here's how it went. Was she posted a picture of the parking lot, and I said that wall needs a fucking mural, and I said, and then she was like, okay, and we talked about it for 2 days, and she said, I cannot. You talking shit?
chewing.
I cannot stop thinking about RuPaul, and I was like, okay, cool. Why? My sibling loves RuPaul. I didn't know at the time that RuPaul was from San Diego. My sibling loved RuPaul. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, cool. Let's do it. And then she added, he's from San Diego, from City Heights, somewhere I grew up in high school, but also San Diego. But I was like, okay, cool, we're going to fucking do it. So then we went for it, and then, I don't know.
What?
What happened from there?
Well, I saw there was pushback.
There was some pushback.
Dude, people
why
hate
did people
queer
push
people.
Back?
People hate queer people because they're uncomfortable with themselves or something like that. Like
that was kind of a Kanye comment.
No,
George Bush hates black people. And you just said people hate queer people.
Well,
who are these people?
Okay, let's
she's
be
speaking
real.
Broadly.
I think, honestly, people who are insecure, people who don't want to try to understand
themselves,
yeah,
will hate queer people.
Who got the pushback? You? I know CeCe was dealing with it.
CeCe got a lot
poor
of it.
CeCe, yeah.
Yeah. CeCe got way more. That. I mean, you think of a dive bar, you don't think of a queer representative.
Not at all. But you know what is a really good point? If you have someone like RuPaul represented on the wall, everyone's going to feel comfortable going there.
Right.
And if you don't feel comfortable going there...
They probably don't want you at the bar.
Right. Exactly.
You know, real shit.
Truly. It changed the demographic. But not, you know, like, and not to be weird, but like, yo, if you don't like this shit, then like, you don't...
You're weird.
Yeah.
Kind of. I mean, you know, like, that's kind of like our notive, you know? Like, we don't do shit we don't want to do.
You don't have to like it, but at least be accepting that it exists.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's awesome that you guys don't... Everything you do now comes with a hint of controversy.
All the time.
Everything you guys do comes with a hint of pushback, you know?
Got worse.
More so now.
We're controversial people.
I don't think so.
No?
Not at all.
Wow.
I really don't think. Paul's not controversy. You're not controversy.
Come on.
Paul got a little controversy. Paul got a little controversy.
I feel like we are. Yeah. Just because we do what we do.
You put yourself in the spotlight, they're going to look at you with the light on.
Horrible.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, dude, like you're going to make your own opinions. You're going to make your own shadows. And like, that's not what, you know.
You worked on that one, huh?
No, I came up with it.
Yeah. Top of the dome. That was right now for his
life. It's his life.
It was.
I like what she calls me, shimps.
Shimps.
It's like she says chimps, but with an A. It's your life, shimps.
You know what? Okay, you asked me earlier what animal.
Yeah. A monkey.
I know. I'll say chimp.
Okay.
Chimp is what? That don't feel bad about it. He used to always say that I looked like a
un pinche chango. No,
he would always say I looked like a baboon.
Un pinche chango.
All right, we're all primates, bro. Are you kidding
me? We're low-key all changos.
Are you kidding me? We're primates.
Barry, you are a lion. You are the king of the jungle.
Steve, no, I said
you're a fucking chimp.
I'm a puma, baby.
I said a mountain lion.
Okay.
He's a mountain lion.
Yes.
Which we need to protect. And reserve because they're going extinct.
Mm. Yeah. You love
I
animals. Do stink.
I love animals.
You love animals.
You stink. Well,
that's how you started this whole game.
Kinda. Yeah.
Yeah.
Animals.
You know what? That's
good shit.
We both really, when we met, we decided we really loved art and we really loved animals, and I think that was a big component in how we what we do.
Mm. Yeah. We got along really well. It was like right away. It was like she liked animals. She liked painting. I was like, oh, that's cool. I'd never done painting. Like,
you like guacamole?
Yeah.
Did we just become best friends?
Sure, you can join the team. No, but really, like when I first met her, it was like she liked everything I liked, and also she was painting in her place. And did her own paintings, and I thought that was really cool, and I'd never done that before.
What a fucking partnership you guys have developed. Real shit. Like, you guys have developed a partnership.
Yeah.
It's like you guys are a powerful team.
Right.
And everything you do.
Try so hard.
I don't think you do, is what I'm saying. I think this just.
Like it,
no,
maybe.
I think it just is very effortlessly. You're working. Your working relationship is very strong and it's very united.
We do try hard.
Honestly, I think we both, regardless of anything else we've been through, we both have the same goal, and we have the same goals. We both love Chula Vista. Mm. We both love wildlife. We both love our community. We both really want to be artists.
Right.
So we're gonna do it.
You're doing it.
We're
gonna keep doing it.
We have to do it, or what else?
Do you guys feel that you have to censor yourselves in any way when you're creating art?
I want to hear the joke. What happened?
There was a little moment back there. Don't worry about that.
I want to hear that shit.
But it wasn't even a joke. It was a well-timed fucking video on somebody's phone.
Oh.
God damn.
Shout out to the peanut gallery, baby.
I had an important question, and I think I forgot it.
No.
Yeah.
No,
I think.
I want to know what the fuck was laughed about.
They're probably laughing at the girl with the cucumbers on your ground floor mural shirt.
It was two guys.
Oh, two dudes.
Yeah, two dudes.
Yeah, don't Google that. You're not going to find what they're talking about. I tried.
It's on my story.
When you approach a project, do you approach it with censored eyes? Meaning, I don't want to offend anyone.
No.
Really?
For sure.
I feel like we used to look at it like that, and now I don't care.
Well, I used to, okay, with like this Mario Lopez thing, like it helped me get over it because I knew I was going to get lashed back, but I also want to represent Chula Vista. Mm-hmm. So I like, this was me pushing myself to not give a fuck, right?
You know, edgy Paul.
But like every day, like I said before, my bad, and F, give an F. but every day I'd come home from school at Rosebank, and my grandma would be like, look at this, Mario Lopez's house. It's Mario Lopez's house. Every day, I'm like, dude, that's sick. And every morning, I would watch Saved by the Bell. And
go ahead.
Be like, Mario Lopez.
When they were in Chicago or when they moved to the West Coast?
No, not college.
No.
Wait, what?
They filmed Saved by the Bell was originally in Illinois.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Bayside?
And there was no Mario Lopez. It was some other dude.
I know that. he kind of grew into him. He didn't look like him, but he
became him.
He became him. But yeah, when Mario Lopez came, I was like, yeah, that fool's fucking done it. And he came from my city.
Yes, he did.
And that was like
the
whole thing. The whole thing. His mom would take him to L.A. every fucking week.
Well, that explains
very
it all.
Supportive
no,
mom.
No, but exactly. You grow up in L.A.
Mom.
Also, you're getting paid by L.A.
Yeah.
How do you not? I'm not. Don't hate me for this. But I'm saying you're getting paid by L.A. Like, that's what everybody was doing up until 3 years ago. All of a sudden, in San Diego, we're representing this shit really hard.
Paul taking a stance. I love it.
I love it, yeah.
Finally.
I recently was told, because someone asked me, did you paint the Mario Lopez? And
right.
I said, my friend painted it. But that's my business. Well.
Your partner, dude.
I'm honestly, the only reason I don't take credit is because I don't want to take credit for your talent and skills.
Your ground floor murals, dude. You can
get
take
it.
Well, yeah,
for.
I said, yeah, that was us.
This is therapy right now. Check me out. Go ahead.
Honestly, he wasn't mean to me. He was just like, it's because he doesn't claim Chula Vista. And come on, he's from Chula Vista. And I was like, I totally get that.
Bro, he's
But he, but like, LA is who hired him. Exactly. LA is who made him.
Would you ever leave San Diego to LA?
No, they've asked us to.
Rumors are afloat that you are the next Mario Lopez.
From who?
I keep hearing things.
From the next Mario. No.
In the alley behind your house.
Oh yeah. Wow. I'll take those. But no.
Nah, dude, you don't want to be Mario Lopez. You want to be your own thing.
I want to be Paul Jimenez. I want to be Grand Flamingo.
Yeah, you want to be your own thing.
I want to be Cena, Paul Jimenez, Grand Flamingo.
You want to be Cena?
Yeah, everyone wants to be Cena.
I'm Cena now.
You sound jealous.
No. Don't spin that. I'm just saying. She's dope. She's a cool person. And she
Cena, once upon
well.
A time, you had a lot of marijuana paraphernalia on your Instagram page, and then one day to the next, it was gone.
There goes my Red Ribbon Week. Yeah. Sponsorship.
Oh, you literally, got another one?
We were so
no.
close.
What
it's
happened
gone.
There?
They so ghosted close. Us.
They ghosted us.
What is Red Ribbon Week?
I'm just going to say, okay, Red Ribbon Week is the week where they say don't do drugs. I agree. Don't do drugs. Kids, don't do drugs. Kids, you have no reason to be doing drugs.
Just wait.
Don't do drugs. Just wait.
Abstinence.
And with that being said.
Hey, can we make that shirt? Can we tell Chicklin? Don't do drugs. .. Just wait.
Wait till you need them. Just kidding. Joking.
So Red Ribbon Week reached out to you, but they stumbled upon your social media.
You know what? It's really funny because actually Paul was like, okay, dude, delete everything or at least archive everything on your social media that has good in it. And I was like, for sure. Because I know my page was full of, dude, marijuana's been so good to me.
Go ahead.
Watch. It's been so good to me. I grew up with very severe things.
Depression.
You are very transparent in your social media, in your Instagram page.
I feel like it's helpful. Yeah. I feel like it's helpful for people who also think they're crazy. Because I think I'm crazy.
And crazy so, talented.
Wow. Wow. I need crazy to come cool. here more often. Crazy cool. crazy smart, talented, and cool.
There you go.
Good but for you.
You can elaborate if you want to.
Paul will permit it.
My bad.
Paul allows it. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say it's platform. You know the it's done a lot for me mental health wise.
Good.
I have an anxiety disorder. I always have.
Oh.
Manic depression. Really? I have things. I have things. You know.
Right. You're human.
And I've tried every medication you could name to me. I've tried it growing up, and nothing. Makes sense as much as weed does.
Or murals.
Yeah.
Is working therapy for you?
Honestly, artwork and weed, I can't do without it.
Oh my God.
And conchas from my concha.
That's true. Oof. Let me say something. I don't abuse it. I will say I don't abuse it.
We abuse aerosol.
That's a quick turnaround.
But let's be real. Like it's a drug just as much as caffeine is, just as much as coffee is.
Art?
Let's be real.
Like
no,
the famous famous philosopher El Commander said one time, "Yo no uso las drogas. Las drogas me usan a mí."
Wow. That's crazy.
Dali. He said that too? Salvador, it wasn't Commander from Sinaloa?
Oh, Salvador Dali cool. said that too.
There
what
it is.
What did Dali say?
Drugs.
I don't use drugs. The drugs use me.
Well, he said, I don't use drugs. I am drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking. It's a powerful little quote.
You know, your brain is coming up with those chemicals, right? Mm-hmm. So you can influence your own brain to come up with those chemicals.
Here's the thing: some of us have a deficiency of certain chemicals.
I know.
And so we need a little bit of help.
A little
to
boost.
Do that.
So a little boost.
That's
Do you know what what are the placebo pills? So the placebos are letting you have the allowance to have those chemicals in your brain. So if you present like, let me go outside in the sun and that'll give me some endorphins.
Vitamin D.
Yes. And that as well. But if you're saying this will make my shit produce happiness chemicals, then it does. But if you believe it, you have to believe it. Believing is everything.
That's what placebo is.
No, but truly though. But understand that you have it within your brain. Not to say it's easy. Not to say it's easy at all.
I love how you guys communicate.
How? Yeah.
It's very entertaining. Like, you guys truly, like, communicate.
Oh, yeah, of course.
We spent a lot of time together.
Look at you guys. Final thoughts, Paul.
Final thoughts. We didn't even talk about the Sadler mural.
Oh, shit.
Dang, dude.
My bad.
Okay.
I even posted it endlessly on our stuff.
I know.
Talk to me about the Peter Seidler experience.
That one was cool because it was like... I woke up and I was like, I was going to go paint a lion in Monte Vista. But I was like, nah, today's for San Diego. You know, I saw.
Also, I was sick.
Yeah, no, of course. Cena would have been there. Is was there? Is a part of, you know.
Wow,
well,
in spirit.
In spirit, truly was. But like, yeah, he passed away, and I knew San Diego was really gonna want to see the representation and have a place to go, and also just like for me, I wanted to give San
beautiful
Diego,
mural, dude.
Thank you.
Felicidades.
It looked like
beautiful
a
mural.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank
mural.
You. Thank you. I think we're getting better at portraits.
Have you noticed an increase in the skill?
I think so. The tatis that I put on your
that's the best yet.
That was amazing, dude.
That's the best yet.
That was amazing.
It was the beer, the 3 Punk Ale beer,
or the paint that you were sniffing in the bag, fool.
That too.
I don't know what it was, but you were hella talented that day.
Thank you. We're getting better. We're getting better. We're doing better.
Tatis's mom was here, and she took a picture in front of the mural.
Yeah.
Tatis's dad was here.
Yeah.
And some
and
other
brother.
Dude. And brother.
Yeah.
And some other dude.
Prospect.
I don't know. It's like a white guy, so it's probably an agent or something.
Probably someone who's like coordinating driver. Maybe
somebody who
the
takes care of a ringworm. Something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe
something like that.
Maybe. Yeah, he was there. He went to OB, and I commented, "You got to check out the one in Chula Vista." And they went to Chula Vista.
Is that a thing where you guys create these pieces of iconic people of celebrities? And they reach out to you, or are they like mention you? They at you or do anything?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And you love it.
Yeah, of course. That's what we do it for.
Yeah.
You know, like when
Mario Lopez added you, dude.
We talked.
Oh my god!
I remember
I posted
commenting.
My shit, dude. Mm-hmm.
Whoa, that's weird.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
You posted your shit.
What? Oh, I was just gonna say. I was just gonna say that I remember commenting because everybody was hating on the Mario Lopez mural, and I was just saying, dude, come on. And I posted this long paragraph.
Nice.
And he responded saying, "You get it."
There you go. You should get that tattooed. You get it.
You get it.
I posted a story saying some things are bigger than baseball. You know, and I explained.
Watch your mouth.
Some things are bigger than baseball.
Someone censor him.
I will say that. I will say that. Yes, of course, San Diego's got the whole idea down where, like, we know we're hiring people that look like San Diegans, but like, you know, some things are bigger than baseball.
And Peter Seidler.
Yes.
That's an amazing story.
That was bigger than baseball.
That's what I'm saying. Peter Seidler's bigger than baseball. So much love. We were spoiled with having, you know, Peter Seidler run the San Diego Padres, own and operate the San Diego Padres, that now that he's gone, we're in a sense, we're in shambles because, like, what's going to happen?
Right.
Mm. We were lucky to be blessed by his presence and him just running and doing his operations here. That now that he's gone, it's like, oh, man, what's going to happen?
Right.
You know?
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, he deserves a break.
He does.
Good job, right? Good job.
Thank you.
That was a killer one.
Thank you.
I feel like that. If people were hating, that'll somewhat.
I don't think anyone has.
Yeah, that will
appease
people.
We saw some comments that said this really? The chicken mural redemption.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like fine.
There it is. Hey.
There you go. We did.
Shout out to the chicken though.
Did the chicken reach out?
Not for this one, but we talked to him for a minute.
I was going to say, because he seems very protective of his brand.
Oh, he's so cool. We talked to him without a mask on for like an hour. And we just talked about art. We talked about cool shit.
We also talked about the mural and about how it should not have been received the way it was.
Right.
But whatever. People just don't get it, I think.
They don't get it. It's
all publicity.
Modern
is good publicity.
Modern day. But no, the chicken is really cool. He thought it was an inside job. He did think that. But we support him.
There it is. Final thoughts, Cena. Upcoming projects. What do we got going on?
A lot of schools, which is really exciting. I love to inspire students because their dreams haven't been crushed yet.
Yet.
They won't be.
Yeah. Yeah. Not after realizing that they can do
whatever they want.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's really exciting. Happy holidays. I know this isn't like the happiest one, but I hope everyone's taking time to just have a day off.
I enjoy Thanksgiving.
Celebrate within your family, within yourself.
Yeah, I like to see family members and things like
that. Yes, it's a moment to be thankful. We should be thankful every day that we wake up. But
honestly,
I feel like that day is like, I'm spoiled. I hang out with my family every opportunity I get.
Right.
That's great.
I get to go visit my parents on the regular, my sister, my brother-in-law, and my nephew. And, you know, my wife and my tribe. I enjoy that. I'm a man with simple pleasures, you know?
Awesome.
I enjoy my family. I love hanging out. I love having close friends over, and we do our thing, and that's it. I don't want all of the luxuries in life. I just want to make sure that my family is health, wealth, and we maintain our stealth. Trademark. Keep that shit.
Beautiful.
Nice.
No, the more you have, honestly, the less you appreciate.
Yeah.
So it's like it's great that way. You know, like I feel like when I'm building in my own home, it's like, dude, I'm like, I appreciate this because I didn't have it before. But imagine if I had it. You know, I wouldn't appreciate the
as
little
much,
things.
At least,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? So
I
it's like,
you.
So, so you're gifted to be able to appreciate things. Some people aren't, man. Clip and I'm not even saying like I'm not feeling sympathy for them. I'm just saying like look at the shit that we can feel grateful for and the shit that we can obtain compared to other people that expect it. You know, that shit's bullshit. But I mean, we're lucky to have that.
Look at you.
Potential.
Hey. You went with it, bro. You embraced it right there.
I did.
That was it. Of all the things you said today, clip that one, Barry. We can share that one.
I'm just saying, man.
Guys, I'm proud to know you.
Can we talk about the grateful thing real quick?
Grateful.
What we're grateful for?
Yes.
Hey, you want to start?
Or you want me to start? No, you start. You don't
Paul looks like
okay.
you have an agenda today. Tell me what you're grateful for, bro.
You ended that one with the grateful thing.
Yes.
I want to
oh,
say.
Yeah. Oh,
you know,
you know what? We're going to release this on Thanksgiving, Barry. We're going to release this on Thanksgiving morning. Sounds good to you?
I like that idea. Angel, get on it.
All right, boom. We're going to release this on Thanksgiving morning.
You know
and
what?
Paul is going to tell you what he's grateful and thankful for right now.
1 second. You owe us an episode with BJ within it.
Okay.
Yeah.
We could because you know, he
Do you think he adds like a layer that isn't already there?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
yeah,
he checks us. He checks us when we cross the line.
Yeah, just so, like you go quoi, and like just like say. You go off and do murals without Cena, I too could come off and do a podcast without Barry being involved.
No.
I'm just saying I would
Does
like
that make me Cena?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody
yeah,
wants to be Cena.
I'm
the
underdog.
No, you're the overdog. You're the overdog.
I'd rather be the underdog.
We all are.
That's what it seems like.
Look around, guys.
We're all the underdog.
Everyone here, everyone in this room, except for Ryder, is an underdog. We're
He's
all
gold teeth.
Yeah. We're all underdogs here. Everybody yeah, here.
Once I get gold nice. Teeth, man, that's the end of me right there.
Once I get my Chula Vista tattoo.
Though. I want the fan. Yeah, Chula Vista tattoo. We should do that on camera.
Chula Vista yeah. tattoo and Emo Brown tattoos. These things
I'm
are
down.
Coming.
Yeah.
These
so
things
down.
Are coming.
Yeah.
You heard it?
Together?
I heard
all
it.
Right. There it is. We're in.
I
We're
heard
in.
It.
What are you thankful for, Paul?
I just want to say thank you for all of the support that we've gotten over the last 3 years. I swear, I can't even believe it, and every day I live in it, and I'm just so grateful that I have the support and the community that we've been given and earned, and I'm just so grateful that we've made it this far, and it feels, you know, silly to feel gracious for it because it's just what we love to do. But at the same time, holy cow, you know, like to see families outside of our murals, to see just like people tag us and things just makes all of the difference in the world. And to be able to talk to people that we appreciate so much and be a part of this, you know, Emo Brown, it's like, you know, I'm just so grateful that we are able to connect to some people that we just really look up to. So I just want to say thank you to the community and to the city and to just everybody who's giving us a place to just be ourselves, you know. That I'm really, really grateful for that because I live honestly and I live truthfully, and I'm just so grateful that I'm able to do that.
Fuck. That was beautiful.
I love you.
All right, unnecessary, but
very
well
received. I do love you. I do love you.
I love you too, man. You're a little brother. You're a little cousin. You're a little brother. You're a little family member.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You're someone I was like, oh man, I do look to you as. You know, inspiration, and I do look to you if whatever you need, man. I'm here.
Oh, man,
we
God.
Got you.
You say that all the time, but like,
it's because it's true.
I know, but like, you know, we feel so honored to be here, so we don't want to, you know, but we do love you so much.
Thank
very,
you
very much,
Cena.
Hey,
handle.
I want to first and foremost, I'm so thankful for my arms and my legs and my fingers.
Beautiful.
Because without them, what do I do without them? There's nothing. I guess I won't say that.
Too late.
It's true.
No,
it's true.
Good,
I'm very thankful for my limbs because they're the reason that I do what I do. I'm very thankful, honestly, to be in the position that I'm in, where I'm at. I get to go to school. I get to drive a car. I get to do all kinds of things. I get to live in a house. I think that's super sick. And also, I'm very grateful for everyone who loves me because that's crazy. That's so crazy. That's crazy. Paul's family who's supported me so much, and then all my friends and stuff, and even people like Shemps, people here that I would have never expected to have any respect for me,
Whoa.
Who do have respect for me, that's crazy.
Just
all the respect.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
I need to, like,
you deserve it.
I need to convince myself.
Embrace it, Cena. It's you.
You deserve it, Cena.
Thanks.
This is your world.
Cena Detona,
stop, I'll
dude.
Start crying.
You're Cena Detona.
Prove
dude.
It.
Thanks,
we
guys.
Need ratings. Cry for us, Cena.
We haven't had one tear today.
I know, man. No, you're awesome.
Ding.
It's awesome to know you guys. Thank you for coming in. I knew we'd get it done this time. We don't even have to edit too many things out. I think Paul maintained. He was pretty.
For once.
Yeah. He wasn't outlandish this time.
No.
Happy Thanksgiving. Don't do drugs. Just wait.
I love that.
Yeah. Doesn't count.
Just. Did I.